What a song, huh? Amen. I sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost on that one. Amen. He's already provided. He's already provided everything you need. He's already provided every promise. Every promise you can claim. Just ask it in His name. Everything you need. Everything you need.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe that was a good one. How about that? Amen. My. Let's just get it. She's got those lights on. Hallelujah. Y'all don't sit so far back. Come on up. You know, in nights like this, when there are not that many seats, when there are not that many people to fill the seats, you got to come up real close. So come up real close, the first two or three rows, please. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't stay so far back. They had some problems. Amen. What was that that caused that? Did you touch the sound or anything? What was that? What happened? Mm-hmm. I heard it all the way back in the office. My computer monitor was shaking. It was like, good Lord. Who messed with that? How did that happen? What was that? Does anybody know? Did you touch anything? Huh? No, it wasn't like that this afternoon, was it? People need to stay out of the sound booth. Hey, little brother, do not touch the sound booth when you don't know what you're doing. It just makes it so hard, and it's hard to get things back together again where they need to be. Hey, Derek, how you doing, bub? It's just hard to get things back together again. Amen. How many of you know that God's doing a great thing?
Amen.
And you're really excited about it?
Amen.
Wow. I tell you what, today has been an excellent day. Thank God for that. And we only got how many more days left until the end of the month? Huh? The 31st. When's the 31st? Sunday is going to be awesome. Hallelujah. We're going to step into the supernatural in September. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to step, and there's some awesome things about to take place. Amen. God's doing some pruning and some house cleaning. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Some of the Lord's just doing some things. Some of them we're going to invite them to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise God. We're going to be making some supernatural changes. Amen. And God's blessing is going to turn out. Amen. I just can't wait. You know, it's wonderful how you just get into God and how things just turn around. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Just things just turn around when you trust God to do things His way. Amen? So we say the replacements always better. Because when you're with God, you always go from glory to glory. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
What's next is always better. You know what? What's next is always better when you have faith with God. That your next days are your better days. He promised that your latter end would be better than your former end. That means that tomorrow is always better than yesterday. Now, every once in a while, you got to walk through some stuff and you don't understand it. Amen. But if you just walk through it, you'll find out that everything's going to be all right. You people are about to see God's salvation, God's deliverance. You're about to see the supernatural manifest right in front of your eyes. And I'm not just talking about a leg growing out, praise God for that, or eyes to open up. You're about to see stuff that only God can do. We've had the supernatural in manifestation today just miraculously. I mean, just divine connection when we decided to do some things. I mean, it's just been powerful, hasn't it? To do, and God's getting some things orchestrated as we listen to the Holy Ghost and obey His Word. How many of you want to hear the Word of God tonight? Amen? Amen. And you realize that Word is potent. We don't know, you have no idea about this. Some of you might not really realize how good it is to sit up under the Word, but today the Holy Ghost came and reminded us all day long, you know, just not all day long, but enough, just how potent people enjoy the Word. Thank God for those CDs and for editing. Amen. People come back. We've been sowing out those CDs. We had the carpet lady came in today and she said, that friend CD that you had, man, we've been passing it all around over there by 290 and everybody liked it. They said, the only problem is it only sounds like two people in the place. Amen. You know, I said, probably was. Amen. But they were really enjoying it. And then today, amen, somebody came in and enjoyed another teaching. Amen. And he took about 10 of them, maybe more. Amen. How about 10 or more all the way down to Humble? Amen. We've been believing God to do some stuff in Humble. We were just looking for the open door and Humble came to us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Amen. You just can't be afraid to hear the Holy Ghost, to obey the Holy Ghost, and to walk with the Holy Ghost. I tell you what, there's an increase of anointing. I mean, there's just an increase of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I can just sense it. Hallelujah. I like it. I just like it. When you get under the right stuff and you do what the Holy Ghost leads you to do or just make those steps that right way and come out from that. Amen. Come out from weird stuff. Set yourself free and listen to your own teachers and do what they say. Amen. Hallelujah. Things just end up a little bit better. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, I told you a couple nights ago, we believe in the supernatural. Amen. Told you a couple of nights ago, I used to get real hot. I guess I used to get hot on my back. Amen. I don't get hot on my back anymore. I just get hot right around here now. Is anybody else experiencing that? Amen. And it's hotter than it was. Amen. Are you? Amen. Amen. And I tell you what, it's hotter than it was before. Amen. And the Lord prophesied some things and I just know those things are coming to pass. Thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Boy, it's quiet in here. Amen. Amen. Don't mess with me. If you can't sense anything, please don't make the facial because you'll just mess with my mind. Amen. I tell you what, I've been seeing some things. I've had a couple dreams. Amen. Amen. And I've had a couple words that I know are God. You need to get that on the inside of your heart. Amen. You need to get those things on the inside of your heart because those things are going to manifest. And those things will also bring you reward. And those things will bring you blessing and give you peace and security. Amen. Somebody say, stick with the Word of God. Hallelujah. One of the things I had a strange couple of days, and these days were extremely difficult. And in difficult times, the best remedy in difficult time or in time of crisis is the Word. I am totally You can get a friend to pat you on the back. Thank God for that. Amen. Amen. But sometimes that's good. It works. Amen. But the best thing when you're under attack or when you feel just wiped out or faithless or stomped out or stepped out, the best thing in the world is a word from God. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. It answers every question, and then you just got to make a decision on if you're going to believe it or not. Amen? And you'll get immediately better. You'll get immediately better when you get into the Word. I mean, when you got faith, you'll hear the Word of God. It'll turn any day around. Amen? If He can turn your heart, He can turn your day. Amen? Glory to God. And I got some funny words. You're probably going to learn some stuff, and I've learned how to hear God, whether you realize it or not. I've learned to pick up some things from heaven, and I've learned to live by it, amen? And I've learned to walk by it, amen? I've learned to value the Word of God, trust the Word of God. It's the only secure thing in the world. In my life, it's the safest place in the world is the will of God. And someone says, what are you talking about, the will of God? The safest place in the world is the will of God. And how do you get in the will of God? Is by hearing God's voice. Amen. By hearing God's voice and obeying what it says. That's the will of God. Amen. Hearing God's voice and obeying what it says, no matter what, no matter how you feel, no matter if it makes sense. Amen. That is the most secure and the safest place in the world. And you've got to learn not to allow the devil to become your security, not to allow people to become your security, not to allow circumstances to become your security, not to allow finances to become your security. Amen. There is nothing more secure in the world than a word from God. Amen. I'm a witness. Amen. Everything's given the change, but he said, my word will not pass away. It will always be there. Amen? Amen. He will be faithful to perform the thing that he said. Amen. So people are wondering, how are y'all still there? How are you still able to do it? I could see 6 months, but 3 years? How does that happen when so many people have left and so many things have gone down? They don't realize, you know, one thing that hasn't left was the Word of God.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you what, 1,000 can walk away. You know, you can be forsaken and rejected by 1,000,000 people. Amen. And you'll still make it if the Word of God doesn't walk away. Amen. Right. Hallelujah. All you need to do is hear heaven and take security. Amen. And you just trust Jesus. Amen.
Right.
The Bible teaches us. He said, look, lo, I'll be with you.
Amen.
Always and forever, even until the end of time. It didn't say, look, we'll be with you until the end of time. Somebody say hallelujah. That you want to develop long-term relationships. It's my heart that if I'm in relationship with you, I desire to be in relationship with you until Jesus comes.
Amen.
Amen. As long as you want to live for God and walk for God. Amen. But if you don't want to walk for God, you don't want to live for God, you don't want to serve God, I'm talking about with all your heart, I don't want you in my face. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because I want to stick with Jesus and I want to stick with God.
Amen.
Because if we don't stick with people that stick with God, God won't stick with us.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, it's quiet in here. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
And you gotta make up in your mind, I'm going to go for God with all of my heart, all of my soul, and all of my mind. It's the safest place in the world. Mama won't go, I'll go. Papa won't go, I'll go. Amen. I tell you what, Jesse's my best friend and I love him with all of my heart. Amen. He's one of the greatest people in the world. Amen. He ever make up his mind he don't want to go for God, I'm still going to go. It should be the same thing for you, Jesse. Amen. He's the only one that stand the test of time and still been there. Through thick and thin, he's been there. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. They can't pull you from him. Somebody say hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. I'm here to talk about relationship just a little bit. Amen. And I'm here to tell you what I feel really good about heaven. I feel really good about God. I heard those two words. How many want to catch some of the things I've been catching from the Spirit and apply it to your life? You ready to catch some of that stuff? I heard one word this week, and it was a funny, it was kind of a climax. Amen. Was it, one of them came first. Which one? Was the love one first or the unity one first? Which one was first? The first word I heard was yesterday. I believe it was yesterday. And I was getting up, and I just praying and believing God, and God is good. You can tell that God doesn't worry over stuff. Amen. That he never changes. He doesn't get alarmed. Amen. He's totally in control. And he speaks stuff, and he can use some strange way to speak some strange things. And I heard God speaking. Amen. And anybody ever know Bernie Mac? Now, you might think this is the weirdest thing. Anybody know Bernie Mac? Amen. Anybody ever heard of Bernie Mac? Now, somebody said, now, that, you know that's not God. Well, I tell you what, I know God. Amen. Amen. And I heard God sound like Bernie Mac. I mean, it's really strange. You know, people go, they really not sound like Bernie Mac. And I heard him say, give me some love. You ever heard Bernie Mac say that? Have you heard Bernie Mac say, give me some love? Everybody do that. Everybody do that. Somebody say, give me some love. Everybody say that. Somebody, come on, y'all. Y'all are looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm all by myself. Amen. Somebody say, give me some love. And I just couldn't understand that. Give me some love. And we just think that's silly. And the Holy Ghost said, hey, that's how we need to live. We always think about what we need to project or what we need to send out. You know, we usually teach that message. You need to be the loving one. You need to love. You need to walk in grace. But I tell you what, when it comes to relationship and you want to walk with people and you want to go through with people, you got to learn to discern the love of God in that individual. Amen. Don't walk with anyone that does not have the love of God developed in their life. Somebody say, give me some love. When I hear God, I respond. He's saying, I tell you what, the things that I've called you to do, the things that I want you to do, the way that I want you to live, amen, you're going to have people that have the love of God abiding on the inside of them to bring you to completeness. We shouldn't always be walking around people abiding with people that don't have that supernatural, everybody say supernatural, thing on the inside of their heart. The true believer, the real believer, those that are truly saved and truly living for God, the Bible says, for God has put what? The love of the Father in our hearts. For the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. The true believer is not trying to just develop it, just not trying to learn it, just trying to get it. When you get saved, the Bible says the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart, and it's that love that you want to walk in fellowship and abide and run with. Somebody say amen. Amen. Are we understanding anything? Amen. Now listen, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 10. And then shall many be offended. Somebody say, in the last days. Somebody say, many. Somebody say, many. Not just a little bit. A lot of people are going to get offended. Well, it looks like the last days here. Amen. Why does it look like the last days here? You find so many Christians mad about that group, mad about this group, mad about that pastor, mad about this pastor, just living in offense. Amen. And church, you know, and offense becomes a common part of church. Amen. Get over this one. Get over that one. Somebody say offended. We have dealt with so many offenses in this body and people that have come from someplace else because they've been offended. Offense is a sign. The spirit of offense is a sign of the end times. It's not supposed to be that way. Just because we have it, just because we see it, just because everybody's into it, it's wrong. It's never God's intention. Amen. And then many shall be offended, and people that are offended can't help but betray one another. Somebody say hallelujah. God does not want you to live in that environment. He doesn't want that to be a part of your life, worrying about who stabbed me this week, who stabbed me last week, what did you say, what did she say, all that stuff. That's not God's intent for the body of Christ. Everybody look and say, give me some love. That's not love. Amen. Love is not easily offended. thinks no evil, thinks no harm, believes the best. Somebody say hallelujah. Vaunted not itself. Find me that passage. I don't have a Bible up here. Amen. I just got my notes, Jesse. Go there and give me the great love verse. Amen. Don't throw it at me yet. Amen. Hurry up. Amen. But right here it said, then many shall be offended and they shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Somebody say betrayal.
Betrayal.
Offense.
Offense.
And hatred.
Hatred.
Those are all signs of the devil. There is no such thing as a Christian or a believer that walks in offense, betrayal, and hatred. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity or have not love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and knowledge, and though I have all faith, you're going to find a lot of people that have great faith and can prophesy and be super Christian, but they have not developed their love. Guess what the Bible says? I am nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor and give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Charity hangs in there. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart, you already have the ability to hang in there and to suffer long. Somebody say hallelujah. It's already within you. You got the, you know, you got that battery that, like, you know, the ever ready battery keeps on going and going and going. Somebody say hallelujah. Well, if you got the love of God on the inside of you, got the ability to suffer through some things a while. Amen.
Amen.
Charity suffereth long and is kind. The love that God put on the inside of your heart, it's not mean. It's not cantankerous. It's not nasty. It doesn't have an attitude. God's love is kind. What have you had shed abroad in your heart? Somebody say hallelujah. It vaunted not itself. It is not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, and is not easily provoked. It thinks no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, nor rejoiceth in the truth, but rejoices in the truth. Love beareth all things and believeth all things. I'm talking about all good things. See, we'll get that confused with some other stuff. Some of us believe any kind of junk we hear. Amen. God's love believeth no evil. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say it again.
Hallelujah.
Charity never faileth, but whether there is prophecies. Well, let's go back again. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endures all things. Charity never, somebody say love,
never
fails. If you embrace a loveless person, you're embracing failure. Amen. If you're embracing a loveless person, you're embracing failure. Whether there be prophecies, I don't care how loud their prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is part shall be done away with. Some say, when love comes, the fake leave. Hallelujah. Someone said, an upgrade of love. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Look at somebody and say, look at somebody and say, grow up. Look at, let me tell you something. Childish things will be put away. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Childish things will be put away, even if that childish thing is you.
Amen.
God moves that way. When God's ready to do something, look, he said, I'm ready to do something real quick. Amen. It's time for this thing to come to maturity. Let's put away the childish things real quick so we can get on and do what God wants to do. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What's God doing? Putting away childish things. Amen.
Amen.
Don't be surprised. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then even as I am known. Hallelujah. Now abide in faith, hope, and charity, these three. But the greatest of these is what? Love. The one that has developed the love walk and can walk in supernatural love and in God's love is the baddest thing in town.
Amen.
Amen. Not the one that can prophesy the most, not the one that can talk in tongues the fastest. But that one that which has developed supernatural love is the one that God wants to use. Matthew chapter 24, verse 10 again. Then many shall be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise. How can we discern a false prophet? The number one way to discern a false prophet is his love. Amen. If an individual doesn't have the love of God, they're false. Christians are known by their love. Say hallelujah. Notice it said many false prophets right after it started talking about love and shall deceive many. What do you call false prophets? People that you can preach to them and they don't develop you in love. I mean, they preach to you, they don't develop you in love. They leave a whole heritage of people around just like themselves, loveless. You can get ministries and churches and everybody in the place is offended. Everybody in the place is betraying one another, the whole city. Amen. Glory to God. And hatred. Where they just develop hate and it becomes so easy to hate. There is no such thing as hate in any believer, no matter what anybody has done. Amen.
Amen.
There is no excuse to hate. Ever. Hate will cost you your salvation, and it's never acceptable. And any church that would teach you to hate any group of people, amen, or even your enemies, amen, is false. Amen. Hallelujah. We ever get you out here and we get going just because somebody did something and we're teaching you how to hate people, how to dislove, you know what? Jesus has left the building. You ever heard this say Elvis has left the building? When you're motivated to hate, even people that we may think deserve it, Jesus has left the building. The love of God has been shed abroad in our heart. Somebody say hallelujah. That's how you're going to find, that's how, somebody said, in the last days, many false prophets shall arise. Prophets that give people the, you know, that people that can preach, and you go there and you hear all that preaching, and you just get enraged. Hatred. That's not God. That is not Jesus. Jesus never preached a message, and everybody just was so ready to go kill a Roman. He never preached a message and the people just got so worked up that they were ready to destroy somebody else. Amen?
Amen.
That's not his message.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You better learn the heart of the Father. Amen? Whether it's popular or not, whether it's American or not, you better stick with Jesus. Because after the war is over and the dust is settled, he will be the conqueror. He will be the ruling king. He will be the one that reigns. don't you ever hate. You're in trouble. It's not worth your salvation, and it's never godly, and it's never justified, and it's nowhere in Scripture. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even your enemies. The Bible teaches us to love our enemies. It's not worth your salvation. Well, I'm teaching good tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Many false prophets. If I preach you into security of hating others, I'm a false prophet. You can watch TBN or any other network or any other station. Somebody preaches to you and allows you to feel comfortable in hate. That is a false prophet. Somebody say deceiving. Many. Because iniquity, somebody say iniquity, shall abound. Unrighteousness. You know, we can do unrighteous things when we hate somebody. It's easy to do wrong when you hate somebody because they deserve it. If I hate you, you know, I'm not going to think about doing right by you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to fill stuff up all the way. You know, you're going to buy, I'm going to shortcut you on your beans if I give you a plate. Amen? I'm not going to fill your fry carton up all the way. Amen? Somebody say hate. It's easy to walk unrighteously when we hate. We cannot walk in righteousness hating others. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Because iniquity shall abound, and the love, somebody say, the love of many shall wax cold. People aren't loving today because we have many false prophets. Amen. When you find churches, amen, and out of the whole thing, if you people don't know how to love, amen, Jesus isn't preaching. Amen. The love of many shall wax cold. If you're always in your Bible and you haven't learned to love and love hasn't grown in your heart, close it. Because you're not reading with the inside of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees. Now, I'm not telling you to close your Bible and stop studying. You know what I'm trying to say. Amen. The Pharisees, scribes, and Sadducees and all those people, they lived in the Word. They just looked at the book all day long, just the letter of the law. They looked at it, looked at it, looked at it, looked at it. And the more they looked at it, the more hateful they got. The more they looked at it, the more judgmental they got, the more critical they got, the farther away from God they got. You know what? Because you get to God with your heart.
Amen.
You got to have God work on your heart. Then you can open up the book. Amen.
Right.
Ever coming to the truth, but never really learning. Some say hate. And then they want to preach what they picked up out of the Bible to you. False. Don't get around people that will cause your love to wax cold. Amen? Hallelujah. But the Bible says, but he that shall endure. Somebody say hallelujah. Endure what? Just endure in love. If you got love, love is long-suffering. The Bible says, but he that endures to the end shall be saved. Not the last man standing. We have a last man standing attitude. Not the last man standing, just he that endures. Somebody say amen. Shall be saved. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. We have got to learn to walk in the love of God and in the grace of God. And I'm out of time. Lord, help us, Jesus. Amen. Flow with God. The two words that I got from God was, one, give me some love. And that give me love word means don't hang around anybody that you don't perceive the love of God flowing to you. Amen. You don't feel an obligation to be around that. Amen. Don't try to force it to happen. Amen. Amen. Pastor Osteen told his people, follow peace. Amen. I'm telling you to follow peace and also love. Follow peace, but hang with love. Do you hear what I'm saying? If you don't perceive the love of that, get away from it. Amen. The Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? You know, if you don't have agreement and you don't perceive love and there's no agreement there, if they don't agree with who you are, what you're about, and what you got going, amen, leave it alone. I heard those two things in my heart, and I'm doing it. Amen. You can ask Brother Jesse. I've had the best day. Taking, you know, just going to visit people. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're released. Not church members. Amen. You're released. It's all right. You know what? Because there's liberty there. And there's grace there. God wants you free. And life could be a lot better when you walk by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You make a commitment to walk in love. Amen. And to walk in grace. And just because you release somebody doesn't mean you don't still have to love them. Amen. But you got to learn to love some people from the distance. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. Stick with God. Walk in grace. And you'll make it all the way that God wants you to go. Hallelujah. Did y'all enjoy that tonight? Hallelujah. It's going to get good, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Well, we haven't received tonight's offering. Amen. Sow a good seed tonight. Amen. You'll be blessed. Hallelujah. Bible says you reap what you sow. And believe me, you'll be eating your seed. Ooh. We got a supernatural meeting tomorrow. We got a signs and wonders meeting in where? Warrico, Oklahoma. Lord. Coolidge, Texas. We're going to be in Coolidge, Texas. So if you got seed, sow it. If you don't have seed, sow it. It's always good to sow. It's called supernatural lifestyle. Hallelujah. If you need an offering envelope, they're right here. Praise God. If you don't, hallelujah. Be blessed. Why don't you stand up with that seed in your hand or a prayer in your heart? Hallelujah. What are we waiting for you, Brother Jesse? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your ability. We thank you for your heart. We thank you that you break the curse and you break the cycle. That things are set in motion by laws. Hallelujah. And Father God, we know that the only way to increase, Father God, is to sow. So it is not your heart, Father God, that any of us be in poverty, that any of us be in lack, that any of us would be wanting for any good thing. So, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you that your people are obedient to hear your voice and to break every curse off of their life. Amen. And just so that they might reap. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Put on some good music, Brother Jesse. Hallelujah. And we'll be out of here.
Sunset on the basement. will never fulfill the purpose of God in your life if you are not filled with passion in your life for God. It is passion that activates, coupled with our obedience, activates that purpose in our life. Now, we're called not to be a regular generation. We're not called to be regular people. We are called to be a peculiar people, a holy nation who should show forth the praises of God. Amen. Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind, I press towards the mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ. So I'm going to get in your business a little bit right now. Are you taking it to the next level in your worship? Do you love Jesus more today than you did yesterday? Are you doing more for Jesus today than you did yesterday? Are you saying, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? What is the power of God and of salvation? Come on, church, it's time to take it to the next level. Come on, sing it with me.
We are going all the way in everything we do and say. We won't stop or hesitate, reaching for the highest.
Sing it.
We are going.
Come on, sing it quiet.